Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. I am your host, Jerome, and on this program, former FBI Director James Comey accuses Trump and his administration of defaming him and lying about the FBI. It's a big news story all over the place, but we're going to cover a little bit of it. And the acting U.S. ambassador to China quits this week over Trump's decisions to pull out of the Paris Global Warming Treaty. And, you know, the face of a 10,000-year-old African caveman, I don't get this because there's no African caveman, but anyway, they have been revealed for the first time in Brazil. We'll talk about that. And overdoses are now the leading cause of death amongst Americans under 50. We have that this week in court and much more. I want to welcome you onto the show. You're listening to Esprit.net News, where we give you a week worth of information in just one setting. Yep, we're a weekly news wrap-up show. Now, if you want to join us, you can dial 909-265-9189. And if you're listening to the archives, we're live on Thursdays, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can always check us out and dial in and check out the show live. And for everyone in line, I want to say welcome. And if you want to come on, just hit one in your line, and we could possibly bring you in. Now, our first story, the acting U.S. ambassador to China quits over Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Global Warming Treaty. David Rank, who's in charge of the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, has left the State Department over the Trump administration's decision to quit that 2015 Paris Agreement to fight climate change. Now, there wasn't a lot of news on this, but, you know, I want to make sure that we put that out there along with other news. Now, MIT officials this week said that the U.S. president, said that Trump badly misunderstood their research when he cited it on Thursday to justify withdrawing from the United States, the U.S., from the Paris Climate Change Agreement. So now MIT said, you have cited us wrong, and we now have an ambassador who quit. All right. ESPN is bringing back Hank Williams Jr. to Monday Night Football. It's 6 years after he was fired for comparing President Obama golfing with Boehner to Hitler playing with Netanyahu. Now, the country singer will debut new music for ESPN Monday Night Football, but he was dropped by ESPN in 2011 for making that statement about President Obama. So see how this goes? All you have to do is wait it out a little bit, and somebody, it will come back around. But again, OJ is still in jail. But, you know, this stuff we can forget about. Hank Williams Jr. is back, I guess, unless anybody complains. So, hey, I'm just doing news, trying to let you know what's going on. Now, the American Tennis Association is building a tennis and education complex in South Florida, which will consist of offices, a museum, and a Hall of Fame. Now, the first person to be inducted into the Hall of Fame will be Richard Williams, If you don't know, that's the father of Venus and Serena Williams. Williams will be recognized for his success in coaching the two famous sisters, who have been constantly on top of the tennis in the top of the tennis world. Serena is billed as the number one of the greatest tennis players of all time. So not only is she number one, but she's billed as the greatest tennis player. Now, both are Olympians and Grand Slam champions, so they all have a really good resume. But Richard Williams, wanted to kind of do a shout-out to Richard Williams. And while we're in sports, the Golden State Warriors are up 3-0 to the Cleveland Cavaliers after a great game by, oh, God, you know, I just was looking at him and forgot his name. That would be Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant scored 35 points, I think it was, and he was he's third to the fastest players to get, I guess, in 8 games, starting when he was with the Oklahoma Thunder, to actually have 8 games of 30 points or something like that. So he, you know, Michael Jordan, took him 9 playoff games to get to 30 points. Kobe was like 24. So Dwayne Wade was 10. So it looks like if Kevin Durant keeps his pace up, he will go down as the most efficient scorer in NBA's finals history if he goes at the same pace that he did over the last 3 games. So if they win the next game, it might be easier than doing it for 2 more times. But Kevin Durant, for all you guys who criticized him for leaving and going to Golden State, he didn't just go to Golden State to play second fiddle. He kind of incorporated his game into you know, the Golden State Warrior style, and apparently he is doing well for himself. So wanted to make sure I did that story to keep you up and keep you up to date. Now, former FBI Director James Comey accused Donald Trump and his administration of defaming him and lying about his agency, but stopped short of accusing him of obstruction of justice by asking him to drop the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, he stopped short because he wouldn't answer the question, not because he didn't want to say it or he said that he wasn't. It's because he deferred it. Now, Comey, who was 56, told U.S. lawmakers at a hearing before the Senate panel in Washington that he was confused by the shifting explanation given by the Trump administration for his firing on May 9th. He said that those were lies, plain and simple, and I'm sorry to hear the FBI's workforce had to hear them, and the American people were told that. So that's what Comey said. Now, the director dramatically claimed that he recorded every conversation and interaction he had with Trump because he was concerned that the president would lie about their meetings afterwards. I think that kind of came to be true. And also, you know, it was an interesting day if you didn't get a chance to see it. But Comey said that Trump's behavior was new to him and led him to think, I got to write it down, and I got to write it down in a very detailed way. He went on to say that he thought a dinner that the two shared at the White House in January was a part of Trump's plan to create a patronage-style relationship, and that he was looking to get something in exchange for allowing him to stay on as FBI director. He also said, Lordy, I hope there's tapes in this in the hearing after they asked him about his conversations with Trump and asked about the tweet that Trump said, you know, that hopefully it's not recorded. But he's saying, just James Comey, if there's recordings, release them. Now, by the way, in the hearing, James Comey did say, after working for 3 presidents, that he didn't feel the need to record George Bush or President Obama, because I think he only met President Obama a couple of times and only sat alone with him once. So he didn't feel the need to do that. But he thought Donald Trump would lie. Now, Trump triggered this firestorm on May 9th when he dismissed Comey, who was the head of FBI, ahead of the probe into the allegation of Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election. Comey said that Trump told him at a meeting at the White House in February, "I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go." And Comey said that he took that as direction. So this, even though a lot of people were calling for impeachment, this is what starts off the train going towards the land of impeachment for Donald Trump. So there you have it. I just wanted to cover it to get it on record. Hey, there's something else going on in the world, and this one is going to be bad. And from all accounts, this is going to be worse than Watergate. But we'll see, because the special prosecutor or special counsel has all of Comey's notes that we found out in this particular session. So the Congress or the senators weren't able to see any of the notes because the special counsel has them all right now. So there you have it. All right, you're listening to AspreyNet News. You can call in 909-265-9189 if you have any questions or comments. Hey to everyone on the line. If you want to come in, you can always hit 1 and join us. And if not, that's cool. We'll just continue. Now, humans may live to 120 years old in just 60 years' time. That's according to a leading expert. Now, the research revealed that it was possible to slow down our biology or interaging process, which could help us live decades beyond our current lifespan of 81 years old. Now, okay, here we go. There are drugs involved. The drugs interact with our DNA, and it maintains a function. It maintains a function of our, you know, of our bodies to make them last longer, is what the researchers are saying. Experts stressed, however, this must be combined with a healthy lifestyle for full effect. Yet, how a 120-year-old lifespan may impact our quality of life is unclear. The side effects of such treatments are also unknown. 6 of these drugs are already available in Russia. And I would tell you, well, I guess these include thiamaline to maintain the immune system and cortexin to preserve brain activity. So I don't know what that means. I don't vouch for any drugs. So you're on your own after that one. Now, the first attempt to bring people back from the dead are slated to start early this year. Now, there's a company called BioQuirk. It's a Philadelphia-based company. They announced late in 2016 that they believe brain death is not irreversible. And now the CEO has revealed that they plan on testing an unprecedented stem cell method on patients in an unidentified country in Latin America. Here we go. Confirming the details in the next few months, that's according to the CEO. BioQuirk has developed a series of injections that can reboot the brain, is what they're saying, and they plan to try it out on humans this year. They have no plans to test it on animals first. Yikes. All right. I don't know why I find that funny, but again, we are walking in uncharted territory as far as medicine. And that's not even medicine, as far as like Frankenstein is concerned and all of your zombie movies. All right. Now, the first attempt to bring back people from dead. I'm getting this story mixed up. That was a bad story for me. All right, the face of a 10,000-year-old African, they're saying a caveman. Africans didn't live in caves, but that's a whole other story. But an African caveman has been revealed for the first time, reigniting the debate over whether the first ancient people to set foot in American soil were African or Asian. So this digital imagery by this Brazilian graphic artist, who is not of African descent himself, showed the features of a 40 to 50-year-old prehistoric African man. The discovery of this African face controversially challenged the belief that the American continent first pioneers were Asian. I think we all know, for the record, that they were African. But anywho, this is just some new information for you to take to work tomorrow. Now, it instead suggests that, I don't know what they're calling the guy, but they named him, that he was a part of the first wave of people in America who were African or Austro-Malaysian characteristics. They're saying like from Australia, Aborigines. So he has African and Australian Aborigines features, I guess is where they're going with this. You know, on that note, just want to remind you, listen to Esprinet News, and we're going to go to the phone lines and bring in the commish. You know, I see you out there. I don't know how long you've been there, but that story kind of overwhelmed me for a second. So there we go. How you doing, Kathleen?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Now, I don't know which one of those three stories you came in, but I kind of bunched them together. But that humans may live to 120 or...
Hold on 1 second, Jerome. I'll come right back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you know, on that note, we'll give her a minute to settle in. But on that note, you know, I just want to say that I think the whole 120 thing, there is kind of a lot of other things to be expected about the first of all, the side effects of the drugs they haven't accounted for, and living to 120 when they're cutting everything for seniors. You know, are they going to let you work or give you services? Whole nother ballgame. But anyway, in other news, you know, there's this group called Protect Our Defenders. They released a new report detailing how black members of the military are punished disproportionately in comparison to their white counterparts. Now, the report, which uses data from the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, requests to each of the branches of military, they found that black military members were far more likely to face military discipline. Now, what's more, in some cases, the racial disparity in the military justice has not improved but gotten worse. So black members of the Air Force were 71% more likely to face a court-martial or a non-judgmental judicial punishment, a NJP. Black Marines are 32% more likely to receive a guilty finding in a court-martial or a NJP proceeding, with the likelihood increase with a severity of the discipline. And black Navy sailors were 40% more likely than white sailors to be referred to a special or general court-martial. And black soldiers in the Army were 61% more likely to face a special or general court-martial. Now, Protect Our Defenders is calling on Congress to investigate these new findings and provide recommendations or fixing the problem that affects every branch of the armed forces. You know, I have so much I can say there. I am just going to let that ride and let that marinate for a minute. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Oh, I was going to say, and I hope when they and I apologize for that.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. Thank you. I hope they do this retroactively and go back and take back all of the dishonorable discharges. And what happens with those dishonorable discharges, I'm not sure if you know, when we report this, people may just say, oh, yet again, another whatever. And, you know, we sometimes we become immune to this. But what happens
yeah.
is if there's a dishonorable discharge and it happens prior to the person being able to achieve a certain rank, or it happens before they're able to retire or so forth, then they lose all possibilities of a pension. So they may have
yeah.
served in the armed forces for 10, 15, 18, 19 years, because at 20 years you retire with your almost your full salary. I can't remember exactly what the percentages are, but you retire with not only your salary, but with your benefits, your medical benefits, and everything else. So when we look around and we see a lot of our former soldiers of color, black soldiers or black Marines, black naval officers or whatever, that had received a dishonorable discharge for smoking a joint or for
right.
whatever, being drunk in public or whatever they want to say. Or being black. Whatever the charges are, this affects families, this affects their entire lives now. So all the time that they dedicated to the country is lost, and they have to start all over with what skill. And then that also, remember, what soldiers are soldiers. You know what I mean? This is a
right.
thing for them. They're trained to say, okay, I serve my country. And so to have the country then turn their back on them can lead to a whole lot of other mental health issues or whatever. It's a huge, huge, huge problem. And I'm so glad you covered this, Jerome, because it's not something that we hear anyplace else.
No. Nope. And, you know, as I looked at that story, I kept thinking that because I actually know someone who I spoke to a long time ago that didn't get a dishonorable discharge. But what they did is they discharged them so that he can get his benefits at the same time. I mean, of course, it was always about some bull, but he did still get his benefits and can go to the VA. But they still section off on how he can get a pension or whatever, anything other than that. So although they railroaded him out of there, they still somehow cut him so that he wouldn't get full benefits like he normally should get. And so I'm glad you said that, because I'm hopeful that they would do it retroactively, because there are a lot of people. You know, I have a relative actually who had a discharge, and I'm not sure if it was a dishonorable discharge. I don't think it was a dishonorable discharge, but same thing, something jacked up. I mean, you can get discharged for disobeying a command, but if you do something that goes against the Geneva Convention, you can actually get arrested for it. So if your commanding officer tells you to do something that's illegal and you refuse to do it, you can get a discharge for it. Otherwise, if you did it, you could still go to jail for it. So either way, you're almost caught between
right?
a rock. Yes. Yep, either way. So I'm sure a lot of people have stories to tell. And that would be great if somehow there was some, you know, good luck with this particular Congress, but that if someone could investigate that and somehow fix that problem, which, again, I don't think this administration will correct anything, but hopefully in the future that will start to get on a path that gains some traction. Because they really do need to do it retroactively. And I didn't realize the Air Force, 71% likely to face court-martial. That 71%?
That's almost...
That means there are not a lot of black people in the Air Force.
I know.
And
in the wake of averages, if you look at... Yes.
You said if you look at what?
I said, in the way of averages, that would be rounded up to, you know, 80%, but closer
yeah,
to
exactly.
100% than it is to 50, right?
Right, because think about it this way. If probably 1 in 10, and I would think that would might be high, but let's just say 1 in 10 of people in the Air Force are black, but 7 out of 10 people get kicked out are black, that's gone. See, That's just wrong in numbers. I would like to see what their numbers are. But most, I think the higher numbers are in the Army and the Marines and then the Navy, but Air Force is last with people
right.
of color.
Right, and if you, and you know, just as you're talking about this, you know, or as we're thinking about this, we, everybody, I'm sure, recalls all of the scandal we just heard about that was going on in the Marine Corps with the prostitutes and the theft and the money and the drugs and the drinking and all this kind of stuff. And that story was reported maybe over the course of a week, maybe a week and a half. We've heard nothing else since and nothing about any discharges. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Oh, gosh. Speaking of that, wait till we get to some other stories. We're going to see this separate but unequal thing happen, play itself out like it always do in the news, right? If they're black, they're going to get – matter of fact, it's our next story. A man who spent 16 years behind bars for murder based on faulty DNA testing ordered a new trial. Now, instead of just letting him go – they allowed him, Alfred Swinton, 68. He's been the past 16 years in behind bars since 91. He's allowed out on bail that a Connecticut judge ordered a new trial. Now, again, here we go. You're gonna still order him a new trial, although the DNA didn't match him being there. They're saying, oh, no, but it's faulty DNA, so we should test them again. Or the DNA was bad,
oh,
so that's right. Yeah. So they're still
and
about to give him trauma.
68.
He was.
Oh, my goodness.
He's 68,
and, you know, and then we see, and we see what they've done with some of these, you know, some of the younger people that have been brought up on charges for what we know was rape and then just probation or nothing or, you know.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yep. Yeah. I know. And, you know, Kathleen, I don't know if you saw this, where the passenger on a Delta airline flight was mauled in the face by a dog, a veteran's emotional support dog. He bit, and the guy was black. They bit him in the face. Got two gashes in it, 28 stitches. He was on a Delta flight from Atlanta to San Diego, and he was attacked by this guy, Ronald Mundy Jr.'s service dog. Mauled him twice. He mauled him, then he pulled him off him, and he broke loose from him and bit him again. Punctured him through his lip and his gums. Now, Jackson is likely to be permanently scarred. He's awaiting a consultation from a plastic surgeon. The dog was placed in a carrier for the next flight, and they put him and the owner on another flight, and he was not charged for the incident. See, I could have played black or white on that one. I should have. The guy was not charged for harm, and they let him go. And then they took the black guy off the plane. They didn't leave yet, luckily, but he you know, had a bloody face, and they took him out on a stretcher, and they let the guy go on another flight.
I'm just sitting here with my mouth hanging open. I'm sorry.
I know. I didn't know where to go from there, but I just didn't want to skip it. Like, it just kind of two worlds. All right. So, Indu Pharmaceuticals received a FDA warning on Thursday to remove Opana ER from the market. I don't know what that is. It's the first time a U.S. regulator has asked a firm to discontinue an opioid painkiller. Now, with that being said, in a totally separate news story, overdoses are now the leading cause of death amongst Americans under 50, according to new figures that's revealed today. Now, they said the overdose deaths are now leading cause of death among young Americans, killing more than more in a year than that's even killed annually by HIV, gun violence, or car crashes. Addiction. I mean, overdoses. Now, the preliminary CDC data published by the New York Times shows that U.S. drug overdose deaths surged 19%, at least 59,000 in 2016. Now, the figures are based on preliminary data. They're saying it's between 59 and 65,000. So the figures are preliminary data, which will form part of an official report by the CDC later this year. Virginia has by far the highest rate of deaths of opioid overdoses in the country. Of those total deaths in 2015, nearly 13,000 deaths in this country were caused by heroin overdoses. Nearly 11,000 of those who died, of the 13, were white non-Hispanic. Hence why there's a problem in this country. I don't want to have to give you the percentage on those, but again, out of the 13,000, 11,000 were white non-Hispanic.
And when did they start keeping the numbers? I just thought that was all. I just really find that interesting because when the heroin epidemic was taking out black men, predominantly black men, but we remember Halle Berry and Sam Jackson in that movie by Spike Lee. What movie was that?
Yeah, Jungle Fever.
When that movie came out, that actually was that was like past the height of that epidemic, because that was going on like right coming right out of the Vietnam War, and they were saying black communities. Right, we'll put out the black communities the vets that were coming out and all the guys that were like in my sister's class and coming right after them. Oh, so many of them strung out on dope, as they used to say, and heroin and methadone addicts and all that kind of stuff. No, I don't remember any numbers or outcry or anything.
Did not even record them. They didn't care. Like, it's like the whole prison stuff. Like, nobody cared. So they didn't keep track of them because they didn't want to look at the numbers. Now that the numbers are that high for Europeans, now it's a problem. But again, I'm giving you the numbers. I'm not making that up. Out of the 13,000, 11,000 were white non-Hispanic. That's why there's an antidote, and it's like, oh my gosh, get him the counter, whatever it's called. I can tell you some stories about that. But anywho, I heard some stories recently from an EMT about, you know, bringing people. This one guy in the same day died twice, and they brought him back, and he fought them because he got. They said that giving him that antidote or the counter, whatever that they gave him, he fought them because it took his high down too fast. It's like you were dead. So, anywho, that's what's going on in the world in this piece. Huh?
What do you mean he fought them? What does that mean?
He fought them. Like when they woke him up from giving him that injection, the police was there. So the police had to restrain him because once they brought him back, he's still fighting because now he doesn't have any in his system.
Oh,
so
okay.
So he literally died. They brought him back, and he fought them for bringing him back.
He was still high.
That's what I said.
I mean, that's the only
thing. Like, what's your alternative? My bad. What's the alternative to that? Yeah, you can imagine the person who told the story was a person of color, and so imagine how sarcastic that probably was in real time.
Oh.
I mean, I can let you want to go back? Like, we can help you out.
Oh.
Now, you know, there's a lot of stories about, like, self-driving cars out there. And, you know, there's a company that Intel is the company. Their CEO believes that self-driving cars will reduce accidents by 90%. But he also is saying that the vehicles have more to offer. The technology can double as security cameras. So not only will they be self-driving cars, they want to hook up new self-driving cars to have cameras on them so that you could just see around them all the time. Now, this should be some. I don't get why that's a thing. It's like then you can see everything that's on the street. Not only will they be self-driving cars, then they can put cameras all around the self-driving car so you can see what's going on while the car is driving around. I don't know what you need, less police. I don't know what the solution is, but that's Intel's CEO. We're living in a weird time. I just got to tell you. I can't figure this out. All right. You know, Purdue University has unveiled a membrane-less battery, which uses fluid electrolytes to re-energize the battery fluid. So they're saying that they're going to get to a point where they're charging batteries takes the same amount of time as it takes to fill a gas tank. Now, that would be innovation, right? So if you had a battery-driven car, it's not going to take you hours to recharge it. It'll be just like going to a regular gas station, but the battery is going to have, like, fluid in it as you're going to be recharging fluid. So Purdue said that Purdue University has released a study that it might be coming to fruition. All right. Now, there's Rice University said that the pacemaker that they are developing can harvest energy wirelessly via an external battery pack. So it eliminates the need for surgeries to replace the battery. You can just get jump started. Like, you know, technology, I got nothing for you. Hitachi Ultra High. Okay. Now this one is going a little bit farther on technology, but Hitachi has an ultra high speed elevator that can reach 47 miles an hour. So they're putting it in a building in China. Now, I'm no big elevator fan, but 47 miles an hour I'm not in that much of a hurry. And if the building is above, you know, 20 floors, I don't really want to go in it anyway. I'll take the stairs. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. 47 miles an hour is a little bit too much. All right, now, I missed the story last week, and I am glad you are here, Kathleen, because I need you on this story. Walmart is trying to take on Amazon by asking their staff to deliver online orders on their way home from work. So the associate delivery program would use Walmart's 4,700 U.S. stores and roughly 1.2 million employees to speed delivery and cut costs. They don't pay them much to begin with. So you're going to be like, hey, that's Walmart's great plan. We don't have to pay the mail service or UPS or anybody. We'll just have people delivered on their way home. Okay, Walmart employees need a union. Like they're going away. It sure is. That is way too extra. So, okay, I'm making minimum wage, but I catch the bus, and they're like, where you live at? Can you take this flat screen to, it's about a block away from you, so you don't have to walk that far. So I just need you to drop this off. Good luck, Walmart, with that one.
Well, not only that, but but in order to deliver people, in order to have people do delivery like that, they're supposed to be bonded. So, one, they don't steal the product, and two, you don't send people to people's homes that you don't, you know what I mean? I don't want to.
Yeah, anybody can be like, I work at Walmart. Yeah.
And your and your phone number and your address and where you live and what you
ordered
and where you shop. And you're on
yep,
the bus.
And how much it costs and, you know, yeah.
And
have all your personal information.
Exactly. No. No.
I can tell you, I warned people about this years ago with pizza delivery. I'm like, you do not give your neighborhood pizza people your credit card information, your address, and your phone number to keep in their register while they're hiring minimum wage. Like, I don't care if they're minimum wage employees. I'm just saying any random guy can go in there and be like, hey, they're usually home on Fridays because that's when they order their pizza. Like, you know what I mean? Think you
exactly.
can profile me from Pizza Hut? Like, that's just wrong. I always think about that. So giving Walmart employees your I'm not saying anything about the employees. I'm saying Walmart is cheap. And
extremely.
We already know that. But the Walmart family, something wrong with y'all. That's all.
Yeah, and they're putting clients, well, we know that they put their employees at risk, and now they're putting employees and shoppers at risk. And it's just
right.
It's just too much.
I don't know you can't imagine people sitting around going, you know what's a good idea? If we just make them work a little extra. Yeah, we'll give them an extra $5.
Hmm.
Right? They already don't get paid for lunch. Like, they ain't getting no extra. They probably can't take lunch, but that's a whole other story. I'll have to ask a Walmart employee when I see one. So I'm sure they're not going to have a lot to say. All right. So a new report has found that the U.S. has slow mobile internet access speed. Now, data shown that the U.S. is ranked 28th in the world with 10.7 Mbps. That's million bytes per second. 10.7. We're 28th in the world. What happened to we're number one? And weren't somebody supposed to make us great again? Now, that's about 15.3 million bits per second, and that's behind the fastest. So the UK is about 26 Mbps, and we're 10. The UK is more than twice as fast as we are with mobile internet speeds. Again, this is because we're capitalists, and so we try to milk everything. The technology is already there, but no, let's not share it with them. Let's have them pay a little bit more. We're 28th in the world in technology. Are we great yet? All right.
Huh?
Jessica, I said, are we great yet? That was that other guy's slogan, remember? All right. Jessica Alba's Honest Company agreed to pay $1.55 million in a class action settlement after claims of dishonest advertising about a chemical used in their cleaning products. So the Honest Company has filed to settle this class action suit, claiming they did not use this sodium lauryl sulfite in their products. And the documents was obtained by the DailyMail.com is where I received that story from. So that's the only one that's reporting it, so I'm just putting that out there. You know, an Ohio girl, 14, charged with fatally shooting her elderly father, 71, will not be tried as an adult. The 14-year-old girl was charged with shooting her father in the face in February, but will not be tried as an adult, but her case will remain in juvenile court. Ah. Okay. So we won't play Black or White. I need to put that music back on the board, though. All right, married teacher and mother of two, 40 years old, is charged with having sex with a pair of male high school students for more than 2 years. And she's a fourth grade teacher at Wells Elementary School in Nevada. Her name is Tennille Whitaker, and you would lose on this because she's not black. She's been charged with 8 counts of sexual contact between employee involving 2 teenage boys. See, her name, Tennille, would kind of throw us in Black or White. but no.
No, because remember, what was that singing duo? Captain and Tennille.
Captain and Tennille.
Tennille is not a black name.
Oh, it sure isn't, is it? Okay.
No.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Whitaker.
You remember that?
You know, Forrest Whitaker.
I'm really showing my age when I come up with that.
No. I like that song, though. I don't know why. I actually like Captain Tennille. Oh, no. Very, as I got older and can actually turn the radio station, I don't think I listened to them, but I'm just saying, they were. I remember them on the radio when Muzak was popular. Okay, now, a mother who's 33 is arrested for, okay. You're going to have to excuse these next two stories. Okay, a mother, 33, arrested for incest, and her husband, 44, is accused for aiding. So a Tennessee mother was arrested this week and charged with incest while her husband was accused of helping her commit the crime. So Barbara Jo Tipton, who's 33, and Bobby Jean Tipton, who's 44, was arrested, and detectives carried out a search warrant at the house, but no further details of why they were arrested or which one of their children or whatever. But anyway. All right, and in another news, incestuous half-siblings raped and abused two girls, 3 and 8, in their trailer home until the children were rescued. They were covered with cockroaches and surrounded by guns, and Robert Clark, 39, and Samantha Simmons, 30, of Virginia, were handed this week a combined sentence of more than 100 years in prison, finally, for sexually abusing two young sisters in 2015. So, what'd you say?
I said, oh,
oh okay.
Boy.
I know. All right, that's why I said I was gonna skip those a little bit. Now, a Manhattan man, Nick Liu, who was accused of, get this, I guess this is in the same vein. He was molesting his New York roommate's model girlfriend. She was a model. She was asleep, and I guess they were in school together. But he claims that he didn't know what he was doing because he was sleepwalking. Okay. Now, he's accused, though.
Uh-huh.
He's not convicted. Uh-huh. But, yeah, he was accused. Now, okay, the medical marijuana dispensary has made a cannabis-infused pizza for patients in Boston. So this company created a weed-infused pizza. It comes with tomato sauce that's infused with some whatever, 125 milligrams of something that has to do with marijuana, and they're saying that it's now on the market. So I don't know where I'm going with that story and why it's funny to me, but I am thinking that everything's going to have a little marijuana in it. You know, just it seems like every time I turn around, there's marijuana-infused something.
Not like
I don't know what that's all about. What'd you say? Like what?
Marijuana is the new avocado.
It sure is. It's like, you know what? You can use it as a topping. Well, I'm just joking. Or as a main course. All right. You know, both government and private weather forecasting companies are approaching a point where they're getting tomorrow's high temperatures right nearly 80% of the time, which means 20% of the time they're wrong. So the high might be right. The lows, they're not really that sure about. But the high temperatures, they're about 80% on time for tomorrow's forecast. So I don't know. Take that for what it's worth. I don't have anything. Got nothing else.
And pack your umbrella.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case. Now, United Airlines announced that they will launch an 18-hour flight between Los Angeles and Singapore, the distance of about 87,000 miles, making it the longest route to or from the United States. And I actually have a friend that that I grew up with that's actually in Singapore. He's actually on his way back, lives in Chicago. But I want to ask him, how would it feel to have an 18-hour straight flight? I think 12 is long. I think 8 is long. Matter of fact, I think 7 is long. But anywho, I mean, you can fall asleep and wake up. But 18, how many times can you fall asleep and wake up and be in the same spot looking at the same people? That might be a little bit more irritating.
And the same dog.
I don't know, with a service dog next to you. You know, again, Delta said that they were following regulations, but everybody need to get sued. I'm sorry. And that guy needs to be in jail. Like, they need to arrest him and put the dog down. Don't they really do that when dogs attack? Sometimes they put them to sleep.
Yes, they
so
do.
Why are they going to let him go with the dog? Which
they used to, but see now they feel more attached
well, it depends.
To dogs than they do to people.
Well, I'm saying it depends if they're aggressive and they overstep. Like, so sometimes if you go into somebody's yard and you're teasing a dog, he bites you, they're not going to put him down for that. But if your dog is just randomly attacking people, I think they still will. You know, I had a friend in Georgia who had that happen to her maybe last year.
I don't know.
What'd you say?
I don't think so. It's not like it used to be, though.
Not like it used to be.
Yeah,
they'll come get your dog in a heartbeat. But now they at least go through hearings and all of that other stuff now. But
and you don't have any choice on an airplane, right? So and you don't know what's going to trigger a dog. Why? Because it's a daggone dog. You don't know what's going to
right.
He can't talk to you. And I don't know. You said this was a black guy. I remember having friends.
No, well, the guy asked him, would he bite? Like, he asked the black guy who was sitting near the window, so he couldn't really move, the service dog, which was a big dog. It wasn't like it was a small dog, was in the middle seat. How are you going to put a full-grown dog in the middle seat of an airplane? But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was about to start yelling.
They take the dog off the leash and everything and lay down blankets and all this stuff and put it under the seat as though it was your carry-on luggage. And then they have the dog. Listen, I get claustrophobia in the middle seat, right? So then they stick this dog in between all these people that it doesn't know. And the dogs are trained to, a service dog, they're trained to, if he's military, the dogs are trained to attack anybody that they think is attacking the owner. And that's
right.
How you get turned off on an airplane. So if the man just snored or something or decided he wanted to get up to go to the bathroom or any kind of
shit
or whatever, maybe they train, you know, some of these dogs don't like black people. And I know people would think I'm crazy. And they're just whatever. They're just being, all kind of crazy.
They're colorblind. There are dogs that don't like white folks. Yeah.
Yes.
They're colorblind, they get trained one way or another.
One way or another. And so you don't know what will trigger the daggone dog. And he's trapped there in the middle, and the man is trapped by the corner. And I have a problem with it. I really do.
Yeah.
They need to have separate flights for dogs or separate cabins, areas, whatever, for people with dogs. You know, they don't care about the fact that people.
I would like to know how many minorities was on that plane for the woman, for whoever the person was who assigned that seat next to him. You know what I mean? Because you know how this goes. Like, so the randomness of getting in a seat, sometimes they will stick you in a certain position. So they should say now, there's a service dog. Would you want to sit there or sit in another seat? But I'm wondering if they gave him a choice. Are you allergic to dogs? Are you allergic to cats? You would think they would ask, right?
They're supposed to, yeah. But it was a United flight, right? Did you say it was United?
No, this was a Delta. And that's the airlines I normally fly, but that's a whole other story. I'm not gonna go there just in case. But I'm not sitting next to no service dog. You know, I just want to say that for the record. And that's not happening. All right. Cable news is projected an increased total revenue of $5 billion. Do you know viewership of the three major cable networks, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox, went up 55% in 2016? They're estimated to make another $5 billion in revenue.
And you know what we can attribute that to?
Yep, to having a cricket guy at the White House.
That's it.
Hey, that's what scandal does for you.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of airlines, American Airlines flight 2214 veered off of the runway in San Diego last week and from the San Antonio International Airport, and it was shortly after it took off. So everybody was okay, but that happened last week. I didn't talk about that. And also, American had another incident. Michael Manella, who was a double amputee, claimed that he was forced to hobble on a plane on August 28th on American Airlines because they didn't provide a wheelchair for him. And he filed a suit in Miami on Thursday saying that, and they came back. The airline said that he was drunk. I'd be drunk, too, if I'm a double amputee and you won't provide me any assistance getting to my chair. But they complained that during the flight that he was drunk. But they – never mind. I'm just going to –
maybe it was the marijuana.
maybe.
Now,
well, could have been you. Yeah, no, I'm saying he should have had some marijuana, shoot, because that didn't make
sense. I wasn't joking about that. I'm serious.
Right.
I mean, medical marijuana, if they're going to give it to anybody, they're going to give it to a double amputee.
Oh, no doubt. He should have got some. Yes. Now, Florida sheriff deputy is charged after being caught on his own body camera of stealing money from people that he arrested. So John Brayman, 34, is facing felony charges, including grand theft, after footage emerged of him in January stealing from a man that he arrested in Florida. Yeah, that makes sense. In stupid news, that's what I should have started that with. Now, and I don't even know how to do this story. A new survey of 500 Americans and 500 Europeans, that means people from Europe in this case, showed that female respondents from the U.S. had 6 one-night stands on average, while ladies from Europe admit to only having 4. So the study is saying that – it's a U.S. study, by the way. The study is really saying that U.S. women are more are looser than European women. I don't know where we're going with that one, but anywho, that is just a study. All right. Now, speaking of research, researchers from Emory University in Atlanta has found the feeling of giddiness when we fall for someone, when you fall in love, gives off the same hormones as drug use. So here's what I want to say to when people say they fall in love. I'm going to say, are you high? Because they said it gives off the same thing. So if I say that to you, it is not a slam. I just wanted to say that for the record. that was Emory University in Atlanta that found that. Wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to stick with that, Kathleen. So I just want you to know. All right. So... here's our last story. Most people would like to forget their embarrassing moments, but there's this website. I guess it was sparked a discussion on Reddit, and they asked users what cringy thing you did in the past that still keeps you up at night. So 7,000 people submitted stuff. saying, like this one person said that they sent a text to their boyfriend, and it says, "I can't wait for you to come over so we can have sex and eat crabs with them." And after the person sent it, they realized that they sent it to their stepdad. That was hilarious. That is too bad. So sad. These are cringeworthy moments that you had. I don't know why people are telling their stories like this. I guess you can do it anonymously, so there you have it. So another user said that my crush came over to my house to do a high school project that involved the internet. And while she sat next to me, she tried to navigate Google on my computer. And unfortunately, the address bar autofilled. So it took her to my last search page.
Uh-oh.
It was page 2 of the results of her own name. Every link had been clicked. He said that we just sat there in silence. Okay, how would you like to know that you're doing a homework assignment with your stalker? He said that they just sat there. Yeah, and I think when she went home, she might have called the police on that one. That was a sad one. And also, you know, there was a guy who did say that when he was an alcoholic, I guess he said he was drinking. When he was drinking, he actually was on Facebook, and you know, Facebook's not that old, so he's probably still an alcoholic, but that none of my business. So he said that while he was on Facebook, he was drunk, and he was typing the name of a girl who he had a crush on, and he mistakenly made an event page for her that came out, sent out to the public, and he said the girl never spoke to him again. I don't know what he wrote on the event page, but being drunk, you might not want a drunk dial, drunk Facebook, drunk MySpace, don't drunk nothing, because it will end up bad. Okay, you know, on this note, since we're towards the end of the show, would you like to share something, Kathleen? That I'm just joking. We don't do that. We could have played black or white on this one all day. Oh,
no,
you know,
I'm good.
You good? Okay. So let's give a really calm story. You know, they're saying chewing gum 3 times a day for 30 minutes after a C-section will help ease bloating and constipation. So there you have it. Chew some gum.
Oh, no,
I just thought I'd share that. I thought I'd get off the other visuals to do a chewing gum story, a double mint story. All right, on that note, thank everyone for tuning in to Ask Me That News. And we will be back next week. You know, Kathleen, I didn't ask you, is there any stories that we missed?
Did you cover the Golden State Warriors?
Oh, yes, I did talk about that, but I'll let you add on to it, you know, 3-0. And although I like LeBron, I don't like the owner of Cleveland, so there you have it. I don't like the fact that Golden State fired Mark Jackson, but I can live with that more than I can the owner of Cleveland getting any more money.
Well, what I do like is the fact that the Knicks fired Mike Brown, and he is now over there working with Golden State. I do like that.
Yes, and Cleveland fired him, too. So that was a little bit of justice
it.
when he was coaching, he beat them because Cleveland fired him, too.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Mike Brown. I guess I'm going to go with being a sweep because they have not lost a game for the whole playoffs. Now, although I think I would like them to win at home, I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to probably beat them in Cleveland. That's my thought.
Well, I hope so. But anyway, Mike Brown has been coaching since the coach has been out with his back issue. And coaching
yes.
Him right in.
Okay, so I didn't want to say this, but just right when they're about to win the NBA championship, the other guy comes back. He could stay home.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, you know, it technically ain't have anything to do with him. But he's about to take credit.
All of it.
Now, you know what they're going to do. What'd you say?
I said, we know what's up, though. And they bet not fire.
Oh, yeah. We know what's going to happen. They at least should offer him, you know, some head coaching jobs after this one. So, you know,
absolutely.
We want to make sure we say that. There you go. All right.
I'm sticking to it.
All right. Stick to it. All right. Tune in again next week. We're going to have some more news, and hopefully I can get some more happy stories. Because, you know, technically, you know, with the whole Comey stuff and what's going on in the beginning of the impeachment phase, I think that it's going to get a little depressing seeing people try to defend that nut. Anywho. All right, Kathleen. I will get with you next week.
Okay, Ron.
Any part? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good week.
All right. See you. Yep, you too.